For the majority, Justice Clarence Thomas detailed how the ATF, on more than 10 separate occasions and over several administrations, concluded that a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock is not a machine gun because it cannot fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger.
A bankruptcy judge has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to liquidate his personal assets. It's to begin to pay a judgment against Jones for repeatedly labeling the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre a hoax. CBS's Omar Villafranca has that.
The whole thing is a giant hoax.
Courts in both Texas and Connecticut found Jones liable for defamation after he called the attack fake, a hoax, and called grieving parents crisis actors. For Robbie Parker, whose daughter Emily was one of the 20 students killed at Sandy Hook in 2012, this case is not about money, but accountability.
The reason that accountability is important for me is because that's part of the healing.
Pope Francis has been talking with leaders of the world's largest democracies about artificial intelligence. CBS's Nancy Cordes has that.
A meeting of the minds at the G7 summit, where Pope Francis, who arrived by helicopter, shared his concerns about artificial intelligence. The pontiff urged the world leaders gathered here to establish stronger global guardrails for the development of AI and to ban so-called killer robots altogether.
World leaders will meet in Switzerland today for a summit aimed at pressuring Russia to end its war in Ukraine. The BBC's James Landell notes the summit's taking place a day after Vladimir Putin said Russia would stop its attacks on Ukraine if it agreed to stop its attempts to join NATO and if it handed over four provinces claimed by Moscow.
We're making a concrete, real peace proposal, Mr. Putin told Russian diplomats. If Kiev and Western capitals reject it, then they take political and moral responsibility for continuing the bloodshed. Kiev did indeed swiftly reject the proposal. President Zelensky said it was the kind of ultimatum Hitler made and could not be trusted. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Mr. Putin's proposal was not for peace, but more aggression and occupation.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS deadline has come and gone. So do you owe money to the IRS? If so, you need an ally. Whether you owe the IRS $6,000 or $600,000, whether your tax problems are personal or business, the professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to step in and negotiate your fresh start with the IRS. Here's a happy customer of Allies Tax Relief.
Before calling Allies Tax Relief, I feared the IRS would take all of my assets. I owed them over $562,000. Thankfully, I was referred to Allies and called them for help. They ultimately saved my life from uncertainty. Allies negotiated my giant tax debt to an unbelievable $1,500. They are professionals, and they fight the fight for their clients.
Allies Tax Relief will protect your assets from being seized and your paycheck from being garnished. Call right now for your free consultation. 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. Or visit AlliesTaxRelief.com.
Americans could be eligible to join the Australian military.
It's all because of dwindling recruitment numbers. So the Australian Defence Force is looking for foreigners to join. They're expecting more than 300 new recruits each year over the next 15 years or so.
Looking forward to 2040, where we can grow the Australian Defence Force.
Australia's Defence Minister, Richard Marles. But it's not a free ride down under for Americans. You need to have permanent residency in Australia for at least a year before being considered. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Scammers claiming to be from the government are having more and more success extracting hard cash from consumers in the U.S. The Federal Trade Commission says consumers reported losing $76 million when paying cash to the scammers in 2023. That's up from $40 million in 2022. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, then some storms possible early Sunday. Some sun for Sunday afternoon, heating up and more humid. High mid-80s. It's 60 right now.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Can't be. good time to have you. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Seems so sweet and kind. She crept into my heart. sun broke through. Change. just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Falling in love. local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Force is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
direction. And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. And let the true nature shine. We were born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Devastating flooding in Florida. Reporter Peter Dench is with CBS News in Miami.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue says it has responded to 17 calls for evacuations from the flooding this week, four of them from homes and the rest from people, installed cars, and others stranded. Fire Rescue says they have helped at least 40 people. Dania Laura lives on this street and is overwhelmed.
I've been here 9 years and this has never happened. I have to go to work and I'm trying to protect us from the water. The water came in through the patio and the house is flooded.
Well, more rain is in the forest.